Well, that's a very good question, and I must admit I've read it about 5 times and I'm still not entirely clear, and neither are the people who buy and sell shares on Wall Street, hence plummeting share prices. But seriously, there are several different aspects to it. The first part is that every major bank in the US will undergo a stress test, a little bit like a medical checkup, to find out just how badly it's doing and just how many toxic assets there are on its balance sheet. And then secondly, there will be a program with about $1 trillion in it, in which the government will stand behind new loans, new mortgages, car loans, student loans, things like that. They will guarantee these new loans issued by banks. That's just in order to try and get things moving, try and encourage banks to get some more money out there into the economy. The third part, though, is the most complicated part and the bit that nobody seems to be able to quite grasp. And this involves creating some kind of a public-private partnership, a combined entity of public and private money to suck up all the toxic assets from banks' balance sheets that are polluting things and dragging these banks underwater. And just how that is going to work is not clear. Geithner hasn't offered any details on it, and that's what's really concerning people a little bit.
Geithner has had quite a long time to get this plan together, hasn't he?
Well, he has and he hasn't. To be fair, he was only sworn in 2 weeks ago. But of course, prior to being Treasury Secretary, he was running the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and was quite closely involved with the previous Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, in the Bush administration's bailout efforts. So yes, he has had some time to think things through, but in terms of actually assembling a team and getting the details together, it's only been a few days.
Obama himself has admitted that governments are slow to respond to these rapidly developing financial crises. But, you know, what more can the government do now to win over Wall Street?
Well, I think there's certainly an increasingly vocal minority of people who are saying, look, isn't it about time we cut our losses? Should we really be using more and more taxpayers' money to keep these faltering institutions afloat? Why don't we look at these banks, decide which of them are viable and which are not, and allow the ones that aren't viable, well, perhaps take government ownership of the ones that aren't viable, reorganise them, get rid of the liabilities, sell them on, and let's have a wholesale sweeping out of this industry rather than just constantly pumping extra bits of money in to try and keep everyone happy. So really, a lot of people feeling it's time for a complete rethink and a more radical solution.
But the previous administration under George Bush came in for criticism for letting Lehman Brothers go to the wall.
Well, indeed. That was a slightly different situation because that was what was known as a disorderly bankruptcy. So it was a bank that literally ran out of money, suffered a run on its resources almost overnight over the course of a weekend, and it went to the wall. What we're talking about here is more of a managed process of appointing receivers, appointing government oversight for these banks, cleaning them up perhaps outside the public eye, away from the eyes of the market, and then seeing who survives and seeing who doesn't. So you might call it an orderly bankruptcy as opposed to a disorderly bankruptcy.
And if Geithner's plan fails to produce results, will he have to go back to Congress and ask for yet more taxpayers' money?
Well, very possibly. Interestingly, he has a little bit of a get-out clause because in this rather complex and opaque plan, there is, as we talked about, an issue of stress testing all the banks. So he's going to go into each one and see just how bad the situation is. And that perhaps gives him a get-out clause to say, well, look, we've stress-tested several of these banks and they just can't be saved. They're just in too shabby a state. So that's an interesting little piece of politics in there, I think. And it might just allow him to be a little more brutal than perhaps the headlines are suggesting.